Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Ask Sean. That's our episode today. We're getting back to these. Why? Because I have over 750 questions that I've actually answered over the last 2 months. And I keep everything organized in my Google Drive. And it's just like, these questions have been so good, and not sharing them with you, I think, is a mistake. Again, why I love the podcast, and I want to kind of share with you if you're a new listener, is I'm trying to equip, encourage, and educate you. If you never went to business school, because I didn't, I'm trying to give you what I wish I would have known. The one question I ask all my founders in our interviews, and if you've listened, you know this, is what do you wish you would have known when you first got started that you know now? I mean, that's huge. I had a gentleman reach out to me yesterday. He had lost his job, and he, actually a very well-known person in a certain area, a coach of a college sports team, and, you know, had to start over. And that's a tough, you know, phone call, because I can't do that via email. I wouldn't do it via email. That's a Zoom call. That's a phone call. Whenever I get somebody reaches out to me, ask Sean at, you know, SeanCastrina.com, you know, humanity takes over. And if you can help somebody, you try to. And if you don't feel that way, then you need to go get some therapy. But so I spent about 45 minutes on the phone with the person, just answering questions. Just, you know, he was looking to go into a certain business that I had some familiarity with. And I said, you know, even if this is the only time we ever talk, just don't make these couple mistakes. And I shared with that person, because that was the exact road they were going down. And it would have been like going off, you know, a cliff. So just that 40 minutes on the phone, just sharing with that person, okay, just do, and then I, you know, don't do these few things. And that was exactly what this person was going to do, because that is, you know, what you think you need to do. And I've tried it that way and I know it doesn't work. So I shared with this person, you know, go in this direction and it'll be so much easier. Then I gave that person a few specific tasks they needed to work on and take care of immediately, like in the next 30 days, in the next week. And then I spent a few minutes just encouraging that person that, you know, hey, life is difficult, but it too will pass, and you're going to, you know, overcome it and all that. You can't do that in an email. But I do get a lot of emails and I get to answer them. But I just want to show you and share with you these type of things, because if you do ask me a question that I don't think an email can answer correctly, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to schedule a Zoom call. The team's going to reach out. And I do a Zoom call every single week with people. And following that, you know, a lot of people reach out for mentoring, and, you know, if I can give it to you for free, I'm going to give it to you for free. And I give you a lot for free. You get a podcast every single day. I interview, you know, founders. I fill in the gaps with my teaching. I do a Saturday mentoring lesson literally for you if I was having coffee with you. And then I let you ask me questions at AskSean@SeanCastrina.com. You don't pay for any of it. Take advantage of it. Send me a question or two. Don't send me like a page of stuff. I have the attention span of a flea. All right, let's jump into these. But I wanted to get back to them. How to know you have a great brand. That's kind of the heading. The question specifically was, I want to know how good my brand is. How do I evaluate it? Well, this is what I told this person. If you asked a person on the street, tell me the safest car, they would probably tell you Volvo. So Volvo has won that position in the minds of most consumers. Okay, that's pretty simple. If somebody said, what shoe, you know, athletic shoe is worn by the most prolific athletes, people would probably say Nike. Even if you went back 20 years and said, who had that slogan, just do it? Most people would say Nike. Okay, so this is how you know whether you have a great brand. How well known is it in your area? If you ask people, hey, tell me a company that does such and such, and it's in your category, and they don't name your company in position one or position two, well, I don't think you have a very good brand. Okay, so let me simplify this. How to know you have a great brand? You have a great brand when you own positioning in a consumer's mind. Okay. When I go to buy something, I immediately think to buy this product. If I go to buy toothpaste, I think to buy Crest. Okay. That naturally comes to mind. If I go to buy soap, Dove. So I walk down a grocery store aisle and there's all these selections, but various products have already won my buying dollar. That is branding. So I don't care if you have a company of one person, you just started a company today, you have one big battle. You want to create a brand, and a brand is where you have, again, already won the buying decision. What do you mean by that? When somebody goes to buy something in the category you're in, they reach out to you. And there's two ways that you want to win it, and it's great if you can win it a certain way, I'm going to tell you. Number one is they allow you to be one of their options. So you may be, it's you and another person. Well, you're still at least, you know, have a seat at the table, I say. And that'll take you, that'll probably be the first 3 to 5 years of your business. Okay, if you've done really good marketing, you get invited to the table with the big boys. You know, we all remember the dinner table when you had like Thanksgiving with all your relatives. You had the adults and then the kids, and you always wanted to get near the adult table and be involved in a conversation. Well, that's what that is. So that's your beginning, your branding. Next, they reach out to you because they want to buy from you. Okay, they have already made the decision. It's just whether they can afford it. I talk about that with one of my companies. We're the first choice. It's just whether they can afford us or not. I tell all my partners, because only my partners do on-site estimates with our clients and talk to our clients on the phone. I go, you already have the yes. It's just whether they can afford it or not. Because we have that brand position. We have trust in our customer's mind. So I would tell you, keep branding, pick one position, and beat it. Don't let go of it. Beat that drum as long as you can, and make sure that brand position that you've chosen is what your target customer cares about. The problem is I was working with somebody yesterday again, and we're talking about how to know you have a great brand. I was mentoring somebody who owns a pretty well-known company within, you know, the expert space and all that, has a lot of famous clients. And he's under 30, and I was saying to them, you know, he kind of mentioned something that he wanted to brand, and it was a weird name. And kind of everybody was yesing him. Now, you know, I'm a little bit older, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, I'm thinking, I'm going to be one of your clients. You know, matter of fact, I am a client of yours, and I have no idea what you're talking about. He kind of dropped his head. I said, it's just too confusing for me. In other words, when you tell me what you just told me, I don't know what it is you do. So you're going to have to do two-step marketing. I tell people this. You're going to, A, tell me what your brand does first. And then tell me, you know, you got to kind of do your pitch. In other words, because I don't even know what you do. I hear the name, you know, your name is, you know, some off-the-wall name. And I hear it. I don't know what it is you do. So you have to kind of like tell me what it is you do, then pitch me. Where I'd rather your name tell me what it is you do, and then you've already kind of gotten over that hurdle, then you can just sell me. So what I told him, because he was wanting to create a brand, he was going to put a lot into this brand. It was going to be a subsidiary brand of what he currently had. And I said, no, I said, you don't be so cute with the name that nobody knows what it is you do. Again, sometimes we can out-trick ourselves. So let me give you this. This person was wanting to know, you know, how do I know if I have a great brand? And I said, well, very simple. Just survey people. Just walk up to people in a grocery store and say, if you were going to buy such and such, who would you buy? Email 10 friends. Email 10 people in your neighborhood associate. Just ask them. Within the space you're in, just ask 10 people. They don't mention your company without you leading them. Well, then you know your brand's not that strong. Okay, but again, let me go back to yesterday. Sometimes you can start off from day one wrong. I talk about in my book, 8 Unbreakable Rules for Business Startup Success, that you need to brand from day one. You need to pick one position, one, you know, mantra that you want this in the minds of every customer, every target customer of yours. They know you do this, and this is why they should buy from you. We are this company, and this is why you should buy from us. This is the brand positioning. You've got Volvo, and this is why you should buy from us, because we are the safest car in the world. They don't try to be the fastest, the most luxurious, right? One position. Subaru, durable. 99% of our cars have been in business 20 years later. They make you love the company because there's always a dog in it. So they make you love the company, and then they position it over if you want durability. That's branding. So again, I've told you how to know if you have a great brand. But number two is, maybe I can just tell you how to have a great brand. Pick a name that's not so ridiculously confusing that people have no idea what it is you do. If you have too cute of a name, just make sure that tagline, you know, somehow ties it together and you work to the two. If somehow your name is not that great, you better, you know, your tagline better be a safety net. And then pick a brand position that is critical, that works, that your target customer wants to hear, and beat the drum endlessly through all your marketing. And if you do that, you will have a great brand. Again, this was one of the questions I got, and I just took 11 minutes answering it. See, now you can see why a lot of these turn into Zoom calls at times. Send me your questions to asksean@seancastorina.com. I love answering them. I'm so grateful that you continue to listen to the podcast. It continues to grow at 15% a month, which is amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm humbled by it. So again, send me your questions to asksean@seancastorina.com. We want to thank our sponsor, Get Started Marketing at getstartedmarketing.com. They are amazing at helping you increase your traffic to your site, getting you more buyers. They set up a very affordable automated system. They did it for one of my companies. It works. Okay, it just works. They do a free analysis. That's getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again soon.